producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Christopher, Happy New Year. Welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Happy New Year, Dr. Joy. I need some advice about how to handle a situation with my father and stepmother a little better.
Okay.
So I'm 37 years old. He's 73. She's about 68. Okay. It's a complicated story, but basically what's happening is I always got along very well with her. My brother and my grandmother, who's still alive, she's 99,
great.
Never got along as well with her. And just over the years, I've seen her kind of sort of help him drift away from us. And he's basically 100% devoted to her now and her family.
Sure.
And he'll still see us and look us up. But and then the way it plays out, it's upsetting for me, my brother, and my grandmother. And then what's kind of made it worse recently is the fact that he moved her out to an independent living facility in a different state near where he
moved
lived.
Who, your grandmother or your stepmother?
Yeah, my grandmother. In a different state. So he moved her to take care of her. But he's pretty much all but, I don't want to say abandoned, but or neglected, because that's not right. Because she does get, you know, her minimum needs met in the facility. But he just spends so much time with, you know, my stepmother, with her family, that he doesn't take her out, doesn't do anything that he promised. And
okay, how far, so the two brothers, how far away are you from your grandmother?
I'm on the East Coast, they're on the West Coast.
Not close at all. What about your brother?
Same thing, he lives near me on the East Coast.
Okay.
I'm going out to visit in a few weeks. So there's, you know, things I'm worried about with that, but I'm going to try to spend as much time with her as possible and kind of get her out and go to things, because she is very
One of the things that you'll be able to assess firsthand, which is a little harder to do from a distance, in that sometimes when people get older, there are a couple of things. You'll see how much she actually wants to be out, because it sounds to me that that's, if I had to boil all this down to one, that the issue is we're not taking grandma out very much. Would that be accurate?
No, she does. She would go out every day.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because there are an awful lot of people who, the older they get, they're just, I don't know if it's fear of falling or they're just tired or been there, done it, seen it, got the T-shirt, got the wrinkles. But I think you'll be better able to assess. And she may understand, she may be very different when you're around, because you're not there very often. But you'll be able to still get a general sense. Because I know when I go to visit my mom, I mean, part of it is that I push her harder, and she'll let me push her harder because she doesn't see me very often. And I'm just determined I'm not going to let her sleep all the time. And so we go out for walks, and she'll say, "Oh, honey." And I said, "Come on, Mama, take a walk. You only have to do it for 5 minutes." And then she'll be out for 2.5 hours once I get her out. And the rest of the family either doesn't have the motivation to do it because it's kind of nagging her, or they just don't have the clout to make her do it because they're around more. So you'll figure that out. But see if there, I think what the trip to grandma should be kind of a research project, Christopher, where you understand what, because you'll have a clear sense of what Grammy can do and wants to do these days. And then rather than going to either your step, and your stepmom may be the crux of this, because if she says, "Harold, let's go visit your mom," it's much more likely to happen, which is partially cultural, that women in most families are the one who take care of the social obligations. Partially, I don't know what your relationship with your dad and his mom is. I know from my dad, once his mom was not very healthy, she had a stroke, he would go see her. He never went to see her again, which from his daughter's point of view, that would be mine, was heartbreaking. He just couldn't do it. And we actually had a conversation about it many, many years later. And he was in tears. He said, I just couldn't do it. So, and it's hard to blame him for that. I mean, there's a part of me that says, well, suck it up, big boy. This is what happens in life. But another part, when he could finally get in touch with how difficult that was for him, it was a little easier to understand. But the point is, you'll have a lot more information about, number one, what Granny can, wants to do, and is willing to do, and then maybe presenting it to stepmom and dad, you know, taking them out for a nice dinner and say, you know, it occurred to me that you both love movies, or all three of you love movies. So I was thinking about getting you guys a pass to the AMC, and so once a week you guys can go as my guest, the three of you can go to the Saturday matinee. And that approach, and obviously I'm making stuff up, it could be going out for dinner, it could be, I'm trying to think of some things to do, going to a concert, ballet or something. So you'll be able to, and if you can make it, rather than this is an obligation, this is something the three of you can do. And if you can provide, maybe even instead of movies, which obviously is something that's easy to do and ubiquitous, and it turns out you actually can buy gift certificates to movie theaters. Or a car service to take you once a week to the botanical gardens, or a membership at the art museum, or something. So something all three of them might like to do, and if you provided the wherewithal, because the combination of something that's positive and fun, something different, and something that a lot of people feel like, well, if it's already paid for, we might as well do it. And so you may be able to approach it. In some ways, we're talking about, you know, when we're talking about families and how much you charge to go to a hotel for the holidays, that saying to somebody you're not doing your duty or you're not being fair seldom works. But saying, gee, this might be kind of fun for all of you, maybe something, I heard that in your voice a little bit, gee, that hadn't occurred to me, probably hasn't occurred to them either.
Yeah,
and so
it hasn't occurred to me until now, yeah.
Well, that's, I'm the little light bulb over everybody's head. That's my job. So that, and also understand at this point in his life, your dad's got his investment in your stepmom. That's the one who's going to take care of him. That's the one who's going to spend time with him. That's the one who's going to nurture him. As opposed to his mom, where he feels that, and for especially men, but people in general have a hard time sometimes taking care of elderly parents, especially if they feel that they weren't very well taken care of as children, of, well, you didn't take care of me, why should I take care of you? So, and it seldom sort of recognizes that because it makes us all sound really tacky, but it's not necessarily something that people, well, I said that in such a way that it's going to come out no matter how I said it. It doesn't speak very well of us, so we tend not to acknowledge it, but it often is the issue. So, at this point, what I would do is go into, number one, a little reconnaissance about what's Grammy able to do at this moment. And it may be just going out to McDonald's on, you know, Friday night, or going out for pizza, or it could be anything that you think would be fun for not only Grammy, but your stepmom and your dad, and giving them something very specific. And then maybe, you know, sort of sweeten the pot a little bit by a gift certificate or something. It doesn't have to be lavish, but it can just be something that says here to get them in the habit. And then they'll understand the same thing that you do, which is, well, this is kind of fun, and it takes care of an obligation without being difficult. We don't have to go to a nursing home. You know, we can don't have to deal with mom's imminent departure. We can do fun stuff.
Huh. I really like that idea. Even just the gift certificate to McDonald's, I know they'll all go there. They like the ice cream cones and the coffee and stuff.
Yeah, and,
so
and
I think that would be
terrific.
And it won't be expensive. I can just buy it, and I'll tell them all three when I'm there, hey, this is, you know, that's something that you can do after I'm gone, you know. So,
or this could be your Friday night date. Yeah, I'd make it a very specific. And in fact, that's a great idea. Take them on the first time. You know, saying, listen, I thought it would really be fun. Let's all go do this together. And then it can be the Christopher Memorial holiday celebration. So you've taken them once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you can call up and say, and you guys can text me when you're there and say, wish we were here. We're having, you know, the Big Mac in your name.
Oh, I like that a lot.
All righty.
Yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah, that should sweeten the dynamic a little bit.
Exactly, exactly. It'll take care of things on exactly at least two, maybe three levels. One is it'll take care of Grammy. Second of all, it'll sweeten your relationship with your dad somewhat, because you have this plan as opposed to loaded for bear. And third of all, it'll also give your dad something very positive to do, and your stepmom, that'll make them feel good about themselves as well as Grammy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You'll be St. Christopher. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. All right, this is the anniversary of the New York Stock Exchange, which apparently, if you own stocks, today is not the day to check them out. Apparently, it's taking a serious, serious tumble today. But actually, you know, I think that the stock market is one of those things. It's kind of it's something that it's like going to a casino, right? I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the stock market, but what can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. I'll tell you what. Did you have any New Year's resolutions that that you were serious about, Manny?
Not really. I didn't really make any this year. I think partially just because I wasn't.
Didn't have time to think about it.
Yeah, I didn't really have time to think about it, and it wasn't. There wasn't really anything that came to mind that I thought. You know, I need to change this. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. Mine was sort of unconscious. I mean, I know that I, last year I had some minor health issues. I mean, they weren't very important, but like I had a rash for like 6 months of the year that nobody could diagnose. And it's really hard to work out when you get a rash because you sweat, right? And you don't want to, sweating with a rash is not very comfortable. So I sort of got out of the habit of really the last couple of decades of exercising, but it's not really a resolution. It's just, okay, I'm healthy now. And then I broke two toes. Last year was not a red letter day in terms of my training for the Olympics, except Klutzville. But, you know, all of a sudden I had mentioned that I had these fairly elaborate plans for the holidays that got blown up at the last moment. And I know me with nothing to do. So my closet could pose for House Beautiful at this moment. You wouldn't believe it. Everything is folded and neat and alphabetized. And I now have to go through and check what can actually be worn, but it certainly looks gorgeous. So that wasn't really even a resolution. I don't think I've ever put it on my list. Okay, you got to clean out your closet. But this one, I mean, it's so organized. It's just gorgeous. As I said, I have to go and try things on. But in the meantime, I literally will go be wandering around the house and go and open my closet door just to smile. Like, you know, when you, I don't know if guys do this, when you've just bought some like new dress or something or a shirt and you're so pleased with it, you hang it in your closet and then you go and visit it every once in a while just to remind yourself of how happy you are to have it. Do you do that? No, apparently not. There's this vast silence that says, Joy, are you high? No. All right. So, all right. Today is actually, thank God it's Monday day, which I find sort of ironic, right? Don't you?
Yeah.
I think it's tongue-in-cheek. It's National Spaghetti Day, which certainly makes much more sense. Okay, let's pasta out. And it's National Trivia Day, which, of course, should have my name on it. Queen of Trivial Pursuit, except for geography. But what can I tell you? And Samuel Colt, bless his little pea-picking heart, sells his first revolver to the government in 1847. Actually, my father-in-law had one of the original Colts. Apparently, they're worth a lot.
Hmm.
I don't know. I should ask my ex what happened to it. I'm afraid if I remind him he has a gun, that may not fare well for me. But maybe not. That's not true. We are actually, I bear him no ill will. But it really is one of those things that enough time goes by, everything goes away. Did you realize that on this day in 1853? That Solomon Northrop regained his freedom after he was kidnapped. And the reason we know about this is 12 years a slave. Do you know that?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting story. He was kidnapped. He was from, I think, Massachusetts, was in D.C., was kidnapped, sold into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck. As I said, in 1865, the stock exchange opened in New York at Wall Street. Today is probably not the day to remind them of that. They're not having fun today. Utah was admitted to the as the 45th state. Johnson proclaimed a great society. And Richard Nixon, so it's a big day for politicians, refused to hand over materials subpoenaed by the Watergate Committee in 1974. Boy, that was a messy time in U.S. history, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I am not a crook.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Ventura, speaking of politics, apparently he was a fairly smart guy. I think he's still alive, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Jesse's still around. Yeah, yeah. I remember that day when he was
governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Were you old enough to vote for him?
I was not. I was a freshman in high school. But
would you have voted for him?
I don't know. I mean, it was a major, major upset when he won. I remember that. He ran against, he was the independent. And the Republican was Norm Coleman, who ended up being a senator from Minnesota for a number of years. And then Skip Humphrey, Hubert Humphrey's son,
yeah,
was the Democratic candidate. So,
well, now Humphrey was always viewed as sort of a lightweight, wasn't he? The son. Well, yeah. The father was in some ways too, which I thought was really unfair.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and Jesse won, and he shocked. I mean, he shocked Minnesota. He shocked the world, really, when he won, because he was the underdog.
He was only governor for one term, wasn't he?
Yep, one term, and then after his term was done, he said, "I'm done with politics. I'm out of here." So it was interesting.
Well, you know, it's not the same exactly, but it does remind me of it. When Michael Bloomberg won the mayoral race. And he was considered somewhat of an underdog because basically New York City is primarily Democratic, and he was certainly liberal, but he was a Republican and viewed as – he wasn't really viewed as a carpetbagger because he was born and raised in New York and self-made. But it was really interesting because I was on his commission against domestic violence, so I was involved in the administration from really the get-go, and watching him at the first year, which he swore he was going to be a one-term mayor, he just hated it. And then how he kind of grooved into it and watching his kind of evolution as not only as a mayor, but to a certain extent as a statesman. I think that running for an office and being good in the office really have surprisingly little overlap. I mean, because it took him a while to adjust to it, and then he sued to do the fourth term. So, but it's really interesting. That have you ever wanted to be in politics?
No, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
My mother and I had a discussion. I think I'd rather be a judge than run for office. Although I guess in some places you have to run for a judgeship too.
Mm-hmm.
And Congress on this day in 2007. Which is already 9 years ago, elected Nancy Pelosi as the first female Speaker of the House in U.S. history. So you go, Nancy. A hugely controversial figure, but there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we look and see what people said about resolutions? I'm surprised. Usually people just love to talk about resolutions, but apparently all my listeners are either like you, having nothing to complain about, or are just too shy to talk about it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, last year I think my mind was like, lose weight or something. It was just the typical one, but.
Well, that's all right. Did you lose weight?
I think I lost a little bit. I didn't really monitor it, though, so I don't know if I lost. Yeah.
All right, 855, he's so cute, 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your play card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, apparently a lot of you just celebrated the new year by going to the movies. The first weekend of the new year is the second largest January weekend of all time. Guess why? Can you say it in two words? You could even hyphenate them if you want. Star Wars.
Yeah.
And it turns out... that Avatar was the highest weekend ever, but Avatar is only $15 million or something, $20 million ahead of Star Wars for its all time gross. It took Star Wars I think it was 7 weeks or something. It took Star Wars 16 days. Hit $700 million in the United States. Now, remember, China hasn't opened yet, right?
Right.
It's the second largest worldwide. All right, so it took Star Wars 17 days to hit $700 million. It took Avatar 72 days.
Jeez.
Right?
Yeah, wow.
So that's almost five times longer.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it really is a phenomenon. It's broken 40 box office records.
Yeah.
So I spent my whole time over the holidays not telling people what the plot was of Star Wars. And making sure that people in line, you know, like I was at a couple of places where people were talking about it. And I said, no, you can't talk about it because people in line might not have seen it. And it's not fair to wreck it. Okay. So, all right. So we have a long email here, right, that somebody is really wanting some help on?
Yeah. This email is from Jam. And they say, Dear Dr. Joy, I'm a 43-year-old woman having a brother-in-law. Having brother-in-law wife issues. Bill is my husband's younger only sibling brother. Okay. My husband is 40. Bill, the younger brother, is 43.
Okay.
And the sister-in-law, let me start this over. I'm reading it wrong.
Okay.
Okay. I got it right now. I'm going to read right. this right.
Take a deep breath. Your New Year's resolution is to read emails before we
right,
read.
Right. Okay. So, it's not Bill. It's actually, it's B-I-L as for brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. Got it. Okay. I was thinking, wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah. Okay. So, it goes, my brother-in-law is my husband's younger and only sibling. My husband is 40. The brother-in-law is 33. And the sister-in-law is 27. They just got married in January of 2014. And the sister-in-law just arrived in February 2015 after getting a visa. My hubby and brother-in-law lost their divorced mom on January of 2013. They are estranged from their father for decades. Long story short, even when the mother-in-law was alive, my brother-in-law always lied and avoided us, played power games, mostly because he was always up to no good and he was hiding it. One problem he had, and he may still have, is a gambling problem. And he'd lie to us about his whereabouts when he would avoid and miss plans with us. He calls himself a victim and blames his brother or anything but himself. He is insincere. His words don't match his actions. We also feel he is very jealous of my husband's successes in life. Now his wife is here. He has not brought her over to visit us. She's even gone back to India via an airplane in between from June to September while being pregnant. When family's back home, we asked them if they came and visited us. She gave the excuse of being pregnant as to why they didn't come to see us. We live about 6 hours away, and that was a lot.
Well, I mean, before we get much further into this, although I'll let you go back to it, it would seem to me that the brothers have always had a rather tenuous relationship, which is not terribly unusual with two sibs and same sex, and one is significantly younger than the other. And so your brother probably feels like mom, you know, babied him, and he feels like he was always being compared to his big brother. And so, I mean, it's these are about the ages at which we begin working out some of those sibling rivalries, number one. Number two, it would seem to me, Jen, that you haven't really ever made the brother feel that you like him very much, and obviously, and nor has your husband. So when he marries somebody, and hopefully you did not badmouth this woman, and hopefully you did go to the wedding. But when she's pregnant and they're the newbies, and it's 6 hours, did you go and see them? Did you offer to go see them? I mean, expecting them to come, especially in an environment where she's fairly unfamiliar, they're newlywed, she's pregnant, and you've got a brother that he feels doesn't like him, and a sister-in-law that he feels doesn't like him either, expecting them to schlep seems to me unrealistic. The question is, did you go and see them? All right, keep going.
She gave the excuse of being pregnant as to why she didn't come to see us, which is a lie because the brother-in-law has especially avoided us after getting married and didn't come to our son's first birthday party in September of 2014.
Let me stop there for that as well before we get that other people's enchantment with your small children is usually, I mean, think about a 1-year birthday party. I mean, yeah, you're going to have a whole bunch of babies there, and I hear. But it's a six-hour drive, and it sounds that you guys, you know, that you've got a family feud going on here, and expecting him to sort of come and deal with you is unrealistic. I mean, it sounds to me at some point you're going to have to understand that he was a younger child with a mom that he lost. He's got a bride from another country that he was obviously living apart from for some period of time, that he doesn't feel very welcome or very accepted. He's always felt like he was in the shadow of his big brother, which means if you guys want to have a relationship with him, which it sounds like you do, you're going to have to do some fence mending or at least some reaching out to him and making him feel that you're accepting of him. And certainly, I don't know how young he was when he had a gambling problem. Hopefully he doesn't still have one. But people do grow up. People do change. And you need to give them a space in which to do that. All right. And expecting someone to come to your kids when you're party. I mean, I know you're excited to have a kid and to have a one-year party, and that's great, but other people are not necessarily enchanted with one-year-olds, especially other people's one-year-olds. Keep going.
They're going to say, he is my son's godfather, a child that we miraculously got after 9 years of marriage. Basically, she's covering for him. I called her a little after she...
Who's covering for him? The wife? The new wife?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
I called her a little after she had come to the States and asked her why she hadn't called me. She said,
"Well, that's helpful."
She said she thought I'd be busy. From that point, I realized she's also playing games, and I didn't want to deal with her. In between, he called me. He called me with her at his side to wish me a happy Mother's Day, and I flipped at him because I hadn't heard from him since he got married, and he hadn't called me for my first Mother's Day.
Oh, come on! So when he finally does something right, then you're still going to be angry with him? Come on. Keep going.
He's played the good guy with me as his pawn before with others, and now he's doing it with me with his wife listening. I asked him straight up if he was trying to show her what a good guy he is. He is being phony as he always has. He's being passive-aggressive. I could go on and on. I'm so angry at them because I expected better, and now I have to cover their bad behavior from family, lest I'll be airing dirty laundry and may even end up being blamed for things not being good between all of us. I am so angry at him for starting my relationship with my sister-in-law out on the wrong foot, and I cannot openly tell her that I haven't liked his character for years now.
No, I don't think that's a very good idea.
And now she has also heard me yelling at him over the phone. The first time I ever did that to him, but I later called and apologized. Dr. Joy, I lost control, and I shouldn't have. Anyway, I have been just trying to forget them and plan on just ignoring them. No wishes, no check-ins, just let them go. And I just want to know what your advice would be.
You have to cut this out. Stop it. Look, this is your chance to do the right thing. And look at your behavior. If somebody described, if we took changed all the names in your email and we wrote it from the position of his new bride, and you wrote and said, "Dear Dr. Brown, my husband's big brother has always judged him, and no matter what my husband does to please him, Henry always treats him like a child. And now my sister-in-law tries to befriend me and tell me what a lousy man I've married, but I love him dearly, and I feel like I get caught in the middle between her view of my husband and the fact that I do love my husband, and we're newlyweds, and you know, I wasn't even able to be with him the first year we were married, and now we're pregnant, and I really want to be her friend. I really like her, but she seems like she's always angry, and she's always angry at my husband, and I don't feel like I have to choose." So, darling, cut it out. Decide that your New Year's resolution is, I am going to be cheerful and stupid. I'm going to forget the past ever existed. And I'm going to, by a year from now, I'm going to make them so pleased that I am their sister-in-law that they hardly know what to do. All right. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I'm trying to decide whether I should share my tragic tale. I suppose I can. And then we'll talk about New Year's resolutions. I did a little bit of traveling over the holiday, and so I had to go through TSA, and I just bought some new hair product. I was with my daughter, who has more hair than I do, and it's more untamable than mine, and mine's long for the first time in a long time. So I bought this stuff, and it was not inexpensive. And so I thought, well, you know, I'll take it with me. And they took it away from me at TSA, and I said, but it's not a liquid. And they said, well, it's kind of like peanut butter, which they'd also taken away from me before. And I said, how could this be a threat to anybody? And they said, well, we're not going to go into it, but you cannot have it. And I said, well, can I at least put some on my hair now? So, because I'd never used it. It hadn't been opened. And they said, no, you're not allowed to touch it. So I said, well, can you at least use it? It'd probably work on your hair as well. She said, no, we're not allowed to do that. I don't know. I do not understand how hair goop could be viewed as a threat. Unless you're having a bad hair day. But I don't know. All right, so let's talk about New Year's resolution. I don't know what, I don't even know how to deal with that. And then she says to me, don't stress. I thought, read my lips. All right, go ahead. Tell me about New Year's resolutions.
We only got a couple of these, surprisingly.
I know, kind of, yeah.
Remember last year we got a ton of them.
I know.
We will start with Deborah, and she says, none. It's day to day.
Yeah, but I'm a fan of New Year's resolutions, with the understanding, as I said, that they're specific, that they're time-oriented, that you don't have more than a couple of them, because they point us in a direction and just give us that sort of a little oomph to change things. Maybe we'll do New Year's resolutions in February. What else we got? You're right. I mean, it's usually something that people really want to talk about. All right, none for you. Go ahead.
Carrie just says, live each moment and let go.
Yeah, I think that's not bad advice. A little harder to do than, you know, because the plane was so late and it was such, and I was telling Manny that it was late coming in, that it was slow to board. If you've ever been on an airplane, watching people get on and off airplanes makes you not believe in evolution at all. I mean, what is so difficult about
that.
This? No, yes, monkeys could do it better and quicker and easier. Anyway, yeah. So we get on the plane, and then we're taxiing on the runway, and then we're held, and then it turns out a passenger, they said for a customer service issue, one of the passengers, so we had to go back and take this person off the plane. Plus the woman behind me says, she calls the cabin attendant over and says, I have a peanut allergy. So they make an announcement that no one in those rows can have any nuts. Like, what? I mean, it was the strangest flight. But the only point about this is they allowed us, which we'll talk about next hour, is they gave us free movies. So I'd seen all the movies, of course, but I rewatched Bridge of Spies. And that Mark Rylance comment, who plays Abel, the Russian spy, and Tom Hanks keeps saying to him, aren't you worried? He said, would it help? And that's his whole thing throughout the movie is, would it help? I had also watched him with my daughter of seeing Wolf Hall, which I'd loved on Broadway, and I'd seen the TV series, which I had not seen. So I watched 6 hours of Mark Rylance playing Thomas Cromwell. And in our history books, Thomas Cromwell's the bad guy. In Wolf Hall, he's the good guy. All right, what more resolutions? Tell me more.
The last one here from Antonio, and he says, at 47 years old, never married with no kids, my high school sweethearts ran off. My 2016 resolution is to find a wife.
Okay, let me suggest something to you, darling. Instead of finding a wife, find a friend. Find someone that you like spending time with. And I think the internet may be useful for that, although if you're going to do it, don't do long distance. Do it within a 25-mile radius. And look for someone that you'd like to be around. And don't look for somebody necessarily to marry, especially first off. But also in your own neighborhood, go and do some volunteer activities, join a church group maybe, or some kind of synagogue group, whatever. And take an adult education course. It's a perfect time of year to sign up for a class somewhere. Sign up to take a sailing course, a bowling league. Get yourself off house arrest and just be charming. But don't look for a wife, because if you look for a wife, first of all, you're very likely going to scare the living daylights out of somebody. It's going to be too intense. Look for a friend, and look for a couple of friends. You don't have to choose. And spend the next year or so. I mean, the nice thing about being 47 and a man is you don't actually have to worry about, oh, my goodness, is my biological clock ticking? You got no clock. Little stinky theirs. I'm sometimes jealous of guys. But just go and look for somebody to spend some time with and kind of hang out with. And then you may find somebody that you think is just so wonderful that you can't not spend the rest of your life together. And then you're in great shape. But looking for a wife per se, I think, is going to lead you astray. If it even leads you astray, if it doesn't just panic somebody who is either, because one of the things you're going to find is either you're going to scare the daylights out of a couple of women who are just feeling like you're too intense too soon, or you're going to find somebody who's equally desperate, and then the two of you end up with each other because you were panicky. Panic is not a long-term decision tool, right? It's just responding to the immediate in a scared kind of way, and you don't want to do that. You're talking about presumably the next 40 years of your life. So take a little bit slower, and I know you feel like you're behind the time schedule, but think of it this way, that you're just, other people are on their second or third marriages, you're just on your first, so you just get to, it's the same phenomenon, you still have to go through the same process of finding someone that you like and that you enjoy spending time with and giving it the time and energy it needs and whatever. All right, so it's not a bad. So instead of finding a wife this year, maybe find some female friends this year, and then you can go from there, all right? Rather than the, oh my gosh, time frame, you know, what if I don't have somebody by next New Year's Eve? And of course, we know that there are people who get married just to have a date for New Year's Eve, but you have a whole year to worry about that. Righty, 855-993-7569. If you're feeling like you want to chat with me about your New Year's resolution, and understand that chatting with me on the phone is always better. Or I guess on the radio it's your phone, my radio, and then our radio is always a better deal than emails. But emails are better than sitting home biting your fingernails. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. As I said, if I were you, unless you have a strong constitution or no money in the stock market, if I were you, I would stay away from the tickers today. Where's Michael Bloomberg when we need him? I don't even think, is he, I know he's doing his philanthropic stuff these days. And apparently over the weekend there was a lot of, did you see the latest that the winner of the Miss United, was it Miss Colombia decided she wanted to share the crown with Miss Philippines? Miss Philippines said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Was it vice versa? It's one of the other.
Yeah, it might have been vice versa. I don't know. But yeah, it's interesting deal.
Yeah, well, that's one of those that's going to live in infamy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.